and Madeline. And Abby told me she was playing music in Michigan, Arkansas, and Florida throughout her musical career and experience. So I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning. Welcome to the 44th Annual Florida Folk Festival. Oh, this first tune is from California. I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they're gone away. I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books, faded papers that tell the story I used to know. It was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away. Yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Well, I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling, with a question and a reply. But he's gone across the borderline. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Finest hour I've seen is the one that falls between the edge of night and the break of day. It's when the darkness rolls away. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. On the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Thank you. It's fun to be the first person on the Azalea Garden stage this morning. My granddaddy came over from England on a boat with his mother when he was just a baby. And before World War I, he took off and started riding the rails and rode around the country. And then he came back to Detroit and went into the Army and went to World War II. I mean, World War I. But I like to sing songs about the railroad because it's such a big part of the American history. And this particular song was written by Sarah Carter when she was living out in California by herself, I believe, later in her life. Well, we're gonna change keys. 1913, and I started to roam out in the West, no money or home. I was drifting along with the tide when I landed on the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but Rockies and sky. And there you'll find me as the years go by, rolling along the Great Divide. Ask any old timer from down in old Cheyenne. Railroading in Wyoming's the best in the land. Those long steel rails and the short cross ties I laid along the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but Rockies and sky. And there you'll find me as the years go by, rolling along the Great Divide. As I was walking out across the field, number three's a-coming, she's the fastest on wheels. She rolls through the valley as she glides with pride, rolling along the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but Rockies and sky. And there you'll find me as the years go by, rolling along the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Thank you. My first love is the auto harp, and I learned to play when I was very young, about 25 years ago. Looks like the world's largest cheese grater, doesn't it?
A little cheese.
When I first started playing music, a friend of mine who was a poet handed me an auto harp, and he said, "Here, play this." And I said, "I don't know how." And he said, "Don't worry, you will." Sort of prophetic. We're going to do a waltz called Waltz of the Wind. It's one of my favorites. And maybe it'll stir up a breeze. Bradley here. Did I mention that Bradley was the winner of the Dobro contest at the Old Time Music Championships this year? Yes. He's the best Dobro player in the state. And boy, is that an honor to have him play with me.
There's not many of us.
But there's 5 million people in the state, or 10 million, something like that. Thank you. You were there in my arms, alone in the moonlight. The trees played the waltz of the wind. It was there I knew I'd love you forever when we danced to the waltz of the wind. The stars up above you look down in your eyes. There in the moonlight I knew. So I'll say goodbye, dear, till tomorrow when we dance to the waltz of the wind. You were there in my arms, alone in the moonlight. The trees play the waltz of the wind. It was there I knew I'd love you forever when we danced to the waltz of the wind. When we danced to the waltz of the wind. Why, thank you. I like songs about trees and birds and flowers. And I spend a lot of time outside camping in the woods on the Suwannee River and the Santa Fe. That's probably my favorite river in Florida. And I thought I'd sing a song about a tree. And this song is about a tree that's died. And it's kind of a song about what a tree might feel after it's died. And it's called The Maple's Lament. When I was alive, the birds would nest upon my bough. And all through long winter nights, the storms would round me howl. And when the day would come, I'd raise my branches to the sun. I was a child of earth and sky, and all the world was one. But now that I am dead, the birds no longer sing in me. And I feel no more the wind and rain as when I was a tree, but bound so tight in wire strings, I had no room to grow. And I am but the slave who sings when master draws the bow. But sometimes from my memory I can sing the birds in flight. And I can sing of sweet dark earth and endless starry nights. But oh, my favorite song of all, I truly do believe, is the song the sunlight sang to me while dancing on my leaves. Thank you.
You want me to take a break? Or
no. Let's do Flop-Eared Mule. do mules really have floppy ears? I don't really know any mules. I've never been close to one before. They're floppy, huh? Trust me, right? Surprise you? Oh, one of my old favorites is Gold Watch and Chain. I've been singing this a long time. Everybody's heard it a lot, but it's such a pretty tune. I'm a psychiatric social worker. I have a PhD in social work, and I've been practicing for 23 years. And all day long, I listen to people's sad stories, and one of the ways that I manage that myself is that I sing the songs with the emotions that I hear all day long, and it kind of helps me to dissipate other people's sadness. And this is a song that is a good sadness dissipator for me. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. Darling, how can I stay here without you? I have nothing to ease my poor heart. This old world would be sad, love, without you. Tell me now that we never will part. Take back all the gifts you have given, the diamond ring and the lock of your hair, and the card with your picture upon it. It's a face that is false but is fair. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again. The white rose that blooms in the garden, it grows with the love of my heart. It broke through on the day that I met you. It will die on the day that we part. Thank you. Thank you.
Finish up with some solo things?
One branch of my family pioneered in Indiana in the late 1700s, and I had a great-great-grandmother whose name was America Jane Charles. She was named America. And she married an Irishman whose name was Tobias Fitzgerald, who came over here during the potato famine. And this song was passed down to me, and it's a song about what it was like to be an Irishman coming over here during the Civil War, and it's called Paddy's Lament. And I'll see if I can get it right. It's by the hush me boys, I'm sure that's to hold your noise and listen to poor Paddy's narration. Oh, I was by hunger pressed and by poverty distressed, so I took a thought I'd leave this Irish nation. And here's you boys, do take my advice, to America I'll have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. I sold me horse and plow, me little pigs and cow, me little plot of land, and I parted. And my sweetheart Peggy McGee, I'm sure I'll never see. I left her there that morning broken-hearted. And here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. Meself and 100 more to America sailed o'er, our fortunes to be making we were thinking, but when we landed in Yankee land they stuck a gun into our hand, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. And here's you boys, do take my advice, to America I'll have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Ireland. General Marr to us said, if you get shot or lose your head, every murdered soul of you will get a pension. Meself, I lost my leg, all of now 'tis a wooden peg. I tell you 'tis the truth to you I'll mention. And here's you boys, do take my advice, to America I'll have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Ireland. I'd think myself in luck to be fed upon Indian buck in old Ireland, the country I delight in. And the devil, so they say, he cursed America. I'm sure I've had enough of their hard fighting. And here's you boys, do take my advice, to America I'll have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Ireland. Thank you. Want to play one more?
Wait, what do you have in mind?
You play mandolin on...
Is it Rock, Salt, and Nails?
Yeah.
Is that what you were
going to
do? Yeah.
This is my second auto harp here. Marty Schumann used to say that he used two because the first one would get heated up, and so he'd have to put it aside and play the other one because it was cooler. Marty was a friend of mine, and I really miss him a lot. on the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds all warble with a low moaning sound. Down in the hollow, where the waters run cold, it was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie in my bed, Lord, sorrow runs deep, and nothing is worse than a night without sleep. That letter you wrote me, it was written in shame, and I know that your conscience echoes my name. If the man were thrushes and the man were squirrels, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the man were squirrels with high bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails. Yes, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails. Thank you. Well, I enjoyed it.
In my song, I did.
Okay, so.
Can I have this case?
Bring us a song about it.
Mic here.
My neighbor lady. Her name is Mary Sauls, and she lives down the road from me. Now, when we first came to Callahan, I didn't have a friend in the world. And I decided to take a walk down that dirt road where our house was and see what I could see. As I walked down the road, I saw a friendly-looking house on the right. So I decided to walk up and see what was there. I walked up the sidewalk, and as I peered through the screen, there was this little old lady rocking in her chair back and forth and back, and she put up her bony little arm and beckoned to me to come inside. So I did, and I went inside and got to know this little old lady, and she still mows her own lawn at age 89. Can you guys believe that? And she has the most beautiful wrinkles you ever did see. And every wrinkle tells a story of how hard she's worked all of her life and how she's taken care of her family. They used to raise chickens for eggs, and she used to wash thousands of them and get them ready for market. And if you look at her hands, they're all gnarled and garled, and they tell a story of how hard she's worked all of her life. Well, Mary's house has become a very special place for me to go. And so I'll go down to her house because she invites me to sit on her porch swing. Now, how many of you have ever sat on a porch swing? Yeah. Does anybody know what chewing on the fat means? That means just sitting around and talking about nothing in particular. Now, I'm going to need a little help with this song, so I'm going to tell you the words, and I want you to repeat them after me. Sitting on the porch swing.
Sitting on the porch swing.
Chewing on the fat. Passing time of day, cuddling with the cat. I don't want to hurry, 'cause sitting here with you, why, it's the most important thing I've got to do. Sitting on the porch swing, chewing on the fat. Passing time of day, cuddling with the cat. I don't want to hurry, 'cause sitting here with you, why, it's the most important thing I got to do. Well, living in the city, I never got to taste the pleasures of the slow life swallowed up in haste. Jumping in the car and running place to place, living in the fast lane, keeping up the pace. But now I'm all together now. Sitting on the porch swing, chewing on the fat. Passing time of day, cuddling with the cat. I don't want to hurry, 'cause sitting here with you, why, it's the most important thing I got to do. Well, moving to the country, it was pretty wise. It made me stop and think and finally realize it's time to put my feet up, gaze into your smile, study all the wrinkles, soaking up your style. While I watch you, everybody now, sitting on the porch swing, chewing on the fat, passing time of day, cuddling with the cat. I don't want to hurry, 'cause sitting here with you, why, it's the most important thing I got to do. Well, sometimes I ask God what I'm supposed to do. The day's work is done and the supper dishes too. Well, hear his friendly voice say, walk on down the road, a visit with your neighbor, lighten up her load. Just do some sitting on the porch swing, chewing on the fat. Passing time of day, cuddling with the cat. I don't want to hurry, 'cause sitting here with you, why, it's the most important thing I got to do. Well, if I ever move back into the town, I hope that I'll remember everything I found. Well, sitting on the porch swing, sun is sinking low, listening to your heartbeat, steady now and slow. While we're just all together now, sitting on the porch swing, chewing on the fat, passing time of day, cuddling with the cat. I don't want to hurry, 'cause sitting here with you, why, it's the most important thing I got to do. Oh, it's the most important thing I've got to do. Thank you. Now, as the man said that was introducing me, I have two children. My children are now aged 18 and 17, and they've passed me up. I look up to my kids now. But once upon a time, they were little. And when my little Terry was a dinky-winky little baby, she didn't have any teeth. She had a gum down here and a gum up here. And she looked at me with her sweet little baby smile, and she said, "Caw, caw, caw." And I thought, when's she going to get her first tooth? I want to write it in her baby book. So I watched and I waited and I waited and I watched, but there was just no tooth to be seen on her little gums. Well, the other young mothers told me, watch for the drool, because when you see the drool coming on their chin, you'll know that pretty soon that first tooth is going to come. So I watched and I waited and I waited and I watched, but Terry's little chin was just as dry as it could be. Well, one day, sure enough, there was all that wetness on her chin, and I thought, oh boy, this is it. She's going to be getting her first tooth soon. So I waited a couple of more weeks, more drool, and finally one day I looked, and there's this little white spot on her gum. And I called my husband. I said, Tim, come and look. Come and see. I think Terry's getting her first tooth. And he looked and he said, sure enough, I think that's it, Kate. And so I ran to the refrigerator and I got out a nice big orange juicy carrot, cut off a chunk about that big, washed it and scraped it, and gave Terry a little chunk of it. And she took it in her little hand and she said, caw, caw, coo, coo. Popped that little carrot in her mouth and started gnawing and a-chewing and a-chewing and a-gnawing. And the orange drool started running down her chin. Oh, she loved that carrot. And it helped her tooth pop right through her gum. Well, a couple more weeks went by, and another tooth popped up next to that one. And another one, and another one. 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. Terry had a whole mouthful of teeth. And that big yellow-orange school bus came a-rumbling through the neighborhood. What do you suppose happened then? Yeah. She went to kindergarten with all the other boys and girls. And one day she came home, and this is what she said. Mommy, Mommy, guess what happened? Guess what happened at school this morn? Donnie Johnson lost a tooth. Mom lost it while he ate his corn. Will he take it home, put it under his pillow, waiting for the fairy? No, Mom, he can't. I tell you why. He swallowed it. Isn't that scary? Mommy, Mommy, how come I haven't lost one tooth? I'm five. Wait, my darling, just be patient. It happens to every kid alive. You could be five or six or seven. You never know when they'll come out. So crunch your crispy apples while you can. Smile, my sweetie, please don't pout. Mommy, guess what happened? Feel this tooth, this one right here. Is it, could it really be true? Is it loose? Oh, yes, my dear. So I'll wiggle it, push it, feel it, squiggle it, shove it, smush it, show my friends. Mommy, what do I do now? It's only hanging by a thread. Daddy, see my poor tooth hanging by a thread. Will you pull it for me?
Yes, dear, I'll be glad to pull it. Yank it out. Oh, one, two, three.
Is it really gone? It feels so funny. There's nothing left to push around. Nothing left to show my friends. No one will want to see my mouth. Mommy, guess what happened? See what was under my pillow this morn? Now I have a shiny new quarter. Now I won't feel so forlorn. Now let me look and see the place where your old tooth used to be. Look, dear, little spots of white, a brand new tooth do I see. Mommy, how'd it happen? How'd my new tooth start to grow? God's the one who planned it all, dear. He's the one who really knows. So we thank you, God, for loose teeth and new teeth falling out and growing in. Thank you, God, for my healthy body, for making all these good things happen. Tell you another story. When we first came to Callahan, Florida, we'd lived in Fort Lauderdale before that, and I didn't know about all the strange creatures that hung around at night, prowling around in the neighborhoods. Well, bye. One morning, I walked out my back door, and I saw that some creature had been in my yard digging holes all around. Now, I have to keep my yard looking really nice because my yard's the same as the churchyard. Here's the church and here's our house. And it didn't look good at all. Well, the next morning I went out, it was even worse. That creature, whatever it was, had dug even more holes. It looked like a little army of munchkins had come and played war games with little hand grenades. It was terrible. The next morning I went out, it was the last straw. That creature, whatever it was, had gotten near my garden. Now, I had just planted my garden about 2 weeks before, and I'd put in the little lettuce seeds and the little radish seeds and covered them over with the dirt and patted them down, and God had sent the sun and the rain, and the little seeds had sprouted, and they were lifting their leafy arms to the sky. And I thought, oh, no. If that creature, whatever it is, gets into my garden and tears up my little lettuce seedlings and my little radish seedlings, I'm going to be really mad. So I went to my husband and I said, honey, blast that thing! Late one night, it was after 10, the women watched while two tough men ventured out in the middle of the night to stalk the creature. They took a gun and acted brave. Mama's garden they must save. If they don't, she'll rant and rave. We gotta get the creature. Are you scared yet? Dad scanned the yard and fixed his eyes on the enemy of our lives. Tiny eyes and pointed nose, sharp claws and digging toes. An armored back so smooth and round, finest specimen to be found. Why in heaven would a preacher ever want to strike and kill the creature? What do you guys think it was? Hey, you're right. Here we go. Everybody sing this part. Armadillo. Armadillo. Everybody sing. Armadillo. Armadillo. All you want are grubs and worms. Why couldn't we come to terms? If you would have filled in all your holes, we might have let you live. But no, you dug and fed your face, frustrating the human race. We want to have our pretty lawn, so armadillo must be gone. Armadillo. Armadillo. Dad raised his gun and aimed it shy, hit that creature's underside. Armadillo barely shot. He was scared. Now watch him hop up and down, around a bit. He was getting hard to hit. Dad took aim and met his mark. Shot and killed him in the dark. Now you lay there still and mute. Your digging days are over now. But we are gonna put you in the ground. Armadillo. Armadillo. Now you've taken your last breath. Yard destruction brought on death. You only did what you had to do, 'cause that's the way that God made you. I'll stop and pray. Lord, I'm sorry we had to kill your finely crafted armadillo. Okay, everybody sing. Armadillo. 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 Tell you, being a preacher's wife has its advantages. We eat a lot of beans at our house. How many of y'all like beans out there? This next song I'm going to sing for you is a group participation song, so if you haven't started singing yet, y'all get revved up here, okay? Lupus Soul. I'm going to sing a line, you sing it right after me, okay? Lima, 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 lima. And you'll know what I mean. Black beans, red beans, pintos too. I love my beans. Now baby, how about you? you're low on cash and you've got mouths to feed, just to roll your grocery cart to where they keep the beef. Well, I said 16 ounces cost you 65. Six hungry tummies will be satisfied with your lime. Garbanzos, and you'll know what I mean. Black beans, red beans, pintos too. I love my beans. Now baby, how about you? Well, if you're splitting hairs, you ought to try split peas. Gushy, green, and mushy from your soup tureen. Or for your Tex-Mex mood, fry some frijoles. Spice them up with chili, it'll make your day. I'm singing lima, 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 lima beans. Try garbanzos and you'll know what I mean. Black beans, red beans, pintos too. How about you? Well, I'm waiting with my beans in the grocery line. The gal in front of me, she bought some U.S. Prime. A U.S. Prime, a U.S. Prime. She's shelling out her food stamps for a hunk of beef. I'll pay cash for my lima beans. I'm singing lima, 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 lima beans. Garbanzos, and you'll know what I mean. Black beans, red beans, pintos too. I love my beans. Now baby, how about you? Well, better is a dish of my lowly beans than a house full of yelling and angry screams. I said, feed me my legumes, hey, I'll skip the beef. Cause when I eat beans, I got a humble feast. I'm singing lima, 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 lima beans. Try garbanzos and you'll know what I mean. Black beans, red beans, pintos too. I love my beans, now baby, how about you? Well, times is rough and we're eating beans. I got 50 ways to fix them and I eat like a queen. All right, folks, we're going to have a little pop quiz. Let's see how much you know about beans, okay? Y'all fill in the blank. I said God made beans and it came to pass. When God gave us beans, he created. Yeah, I'm singing lima, 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 lima beans. Garbanzos, and you'll know what I mean. Black beans, red beans, pintos too. I love my beans, now baby, how about you? How about you? How about you? How about you? Ooh, lima, lima, lima beans.
I got time for another one. How many of you ever been to Stark, Florida? Well, in Stark, Florida, there's a little antique store that I visited once upon a time. And I'd been looking for a long time for just the right rocking chair. Now, my husband had given me a rocking chair for Mother's Day about, well, I don't know how many years ago it was. But it was one of those rocking chairs, you know, that after about a year or two of sitting in it, you know, it kind of develops Parkinson's disease. You know how the arms kind of shake around? It was one of those made in Malaysia things. Well, he meant well, but what I really wanted was a really neat old rocker that had some character. So one day when I was going through Stark, Florida, I stopped in this little antique store, and this is what happened. I saw you in the corner, antique store lady said, mighty nice chair there over by the bed. Faded brown corduroy, seat. I sat down with a smile and I put up my feet. Ah, what a rockin' chair. I'm so glad you're there for me, oh rockin' chair. I think we could be friends, oh what a rockin' chair. You beckon me to set a spell, so I'm gonna sit on you, oh rockin' chair. I leaned back, closed my eyes, comfort sinking through. I dream back to olden days when someone crafted you. Sawed your oaken boards, fitted every slat, finally finished you. Then down he sat on his new rocking chair. Said, I'm so glad you're there for me, oh rocking chair. Made in 1910, oh what a rocking chair. Beckon me to set a spell, so I'm gonna sit on you, rest a little bit on you. I'm gonna sit on you, oh rocking chair. I didn't wait around long, bill of sale was signed. Worth every dollar, now you were mine. I lifted you carefully, put you in my van, carried you home with me to show my man our new rocking chair. I'm so glad you're there for me, oh rocking chair. Our new family friend, oh what a rocking chair. Beckon me to set a spell, so I'm gonna sit on you, oh rocking chair. Company's coming in, folks are sitting down. Try out my rocker, it's got a homely sound. Pretty patchwork cover, the right amount of squeak. It'd pleasure me greatly if you'd have a seat on my new rocking chair. I'm so glad it's there for you, my rocking chair. Stress levels descend on this rocking chair. Beckons you to set a spell, so why don't you sit a while? Lean back and talk a while. Say, won't you rock a while? My rocking chair. One thing's missing now, hear my next thought. I need a little baby for me to rock. I guess I'll wait for grandkids, it'll be a while. But when they come along, yes, we'll rock in style on my rocking chair. I'm so glad it's there for me, my rocking chair. Baby's cries will end on this rocking chair. Beckon me to set a spell, so I'm gonna sit on you, rest a little bit on you. I'm gonna sit on you, oh rocking chair. I'm gonna sit on you, rest a little bit on you. I'm gonna sit on you, oh rocking chair, oh rocking chair, ooh rocking chair.
Thank you. Is my time up? I have time for one more. Okay. I don't have any kids left, so I'm not going to sing a kid's song. I'll sing, Sweet Little Gray-Haired Lady. This song I wrote for a little shut-in lady in Fort Myers.
Sweet little gray-haired lady, sitting very still. Sweet little gray-haired lady, tell me what you will. What was it like when you were 10? Were there many cars back
then did your mama dress you in long skirts? Did your button-up shoes ever hurt? Sweet little gray-haired lady, peace shines from your face. Sweet little gray-haired lady, blessed by God's grace. What was it like when you met him? When he freed your heart from sin? How did he change you way back then? Tell me, sister, what's within? Sweet little gray-haired lady, what I like to do. Oh, sweet little gray-haired lady, sit right here with you. Tell me the treasures of your past. Share how you've remained steadfast. Open the wisdom of your years. Quiet now my youthful fears. Sweet little gray-haired lady, child of the King. Sweet little gray-haired lady, oh, what joy you bring. Someday your joy will be complete when you sit at Jesus' feet. All your pain forgotten now, at his throne you'll smile and bow. Sweet little gray-haired lady, faithful to the King. Sweet little gray-haired lady, oh, what joy you bring. Oh, what joy you bring, faithful to the King.
Thank you.
Okay, Kate Carpenter, let's give her another hand. Very nice. Well, we've got a real treat now. Alice McKay is coming up, and I first heard Alice McKay just a few months back at the Florida Old Time Music Championships, and she's a wonderful singer, and she started out many years ago when she was just a child, she tells me. She was on the WLS Barn Dance in, out of Chicago. And she's being backed up today by the old-time friends, and Don and Jim and company. So here she is, Alice McKay.
Yeah, we're all ready, huh?
You got it, Alice.
Okay. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. I wanna learn to rope and to ride. I wanna ride over the plains and the desert, west of the Great Divide. I wanna hear a coyote howling when the sun sinks in the west. Wanna be the life that I love best. Oh, da le di di oh, a di da le di di eh, a di da le oh, a da le di eh, oh, 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 da le di do 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 di. A di da le oh, di oh, a di da le oh, di eh, a di da le oh, oh, da le di oh, 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 di. Cowhand's way, on a pillow, my head near sleep. sheep and herd when the moon shines down from above. Wanna strum my guitar and YOLO hoochie, cause that's a life I love. Oh, dee 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 lo hoochie o adi de lo hoo o holo hoo e da le dee o lo hoo hoochie dee o Thank you. Kind of early for yodels, but we'll try.
Whoops, whoops, whoops. Let's start it quick while she's...
Okay.
Can you introduce your song, Alice?
Well, this is an old from back in the 30s that a lot of the artists on WLS did. It's called Little Old Rag Doll. Each night alone with an aching heart, as I hold in my arms the dearest of charms, just a little old rag doll. Now the memories it brings of the days that are gone fills my heart with regret, for the court has decreed that they take you from me. All I have is your little rag doll, just a little old rag doll, dear, that you held in your baby arms as you played round my knee, my precious of three, with your little old rag doll. Each night as I lay on my pillow, I dream I see your blue eyes. They're smiling at me, my precious of three, with your little old rag doll. When you grow up to be a lady so grand, some man's sweet loving wife, oh, be true just to him, and I'll be content all alone with your little rag doll, just a little old rag doll, dear, that you held in your baby arms as you played round my knee, my darling of three, with your little old rag doll. Thank you. Some of the songs that we did when I was started back in here were called Country Western. And they had a lot of pretty Western tunes. This one's written by Smiley Burnett and Gene Autry, and it was used by Patsy Montana and the Prairie Ramblers for many years as their theme song. It's called Riding Down the Canyon. Sun go down, riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. A picture that no artist ever could paint. White face. Sun goes down. Someone appreciates the old westerns.
There's one they can sing along with.
Yeah.
I ought to know this one.
Yeah, here's another Gene Autry song.
Happy.
How much time?
Yeah. Another Gene Autry song, and it was one of his big hits called Silver Haired Daddy of Mine. Yes, I need that.
wind trouble. I'm glad to see the breeze no matter what.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartache, I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair. If God would but grant me the power just to turn back those pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. For those heartaches and cares, but dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartache, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back those pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. That silver-haired daddy of mine.
Thank you. Another song that inspired Patsy Mantina to write I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
This is
Texas Plains.
Okay.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can when the moon goes shining high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear a coyote whine. Gonna have my saddle horse by my side, a-riding him out on the plain. To kick him in the side, make his show a step and pride, out on those Texas plains. Oh, da-da-dee-da-dee-oh-ha-dee-da-doo. Thank you. thunder as it booms and rolls. I want to feel a rain in my face. 1,000 miles from the city line, drawing a cowhand's pay. On a pillow, my head near sleeping hurt, with the cold moon shining down. Wanna cook my coffee over cactus coals, 50 miles from town. Oh, da da dee dee oh, ha-dee-doo-doo. Da-da-dee-dee-dee, oh, ha-dee-doo-doo.
We're going to run short.
What are we going to do?
Can you do all three verses of that song? I don't remember the second verse.
Are you saying we're not going to run it at all? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll give you a break.
Do you want to do Rancho Valley or do you want to